This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue Daf HaShavua, Mesach Tivamas, Yud Zayin, Amud Beis. Yud Zayin, Amud Beis. And we're going to start from the beginning of the parak, due to popular demand. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad Eish HaSachav Shalei Hayabai Lame. What is an example of the wife of your brother who you're not in the same world together with? Shnei Achim, two brothers, one of them dies. V'noilad Lahem Ach. And then a third brother is born. So Reuven Shimon, and Reuven died, and then Levi was born. V'achar kach yibim hasheni es eishes achiv, and then Shimon did yibim to eishes Reuven. Umeis, and then Shimon died. Harishaina, the first one, will say that's the woman who was eishes achiv shalei b'ilamai, yoytza mishum eishes achiv shalei b'ilamai, v'hashniya mishum tsarasa, and the second one is her tsara. Asa ba mamar. If Shimon, instead of doing yibum to this woman, the wife of the deceased, does maimer, which is kedushin drabbanon, so he was not fully married to her, umeis, and then Shimon died. Shnia chaylatzis loymes yabemes. The second wife, the tzara, you do chalitza too, because there's still zika. After all, she was your brother's wife. However, you don't do yibum because, in a way, she was tzaras eishes achiv shaloi haya ba'ilamai. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said there are two texts in how to read this Mishnah. One is referring to the Eishes Achiv Shalei B'ilamai as Rishayna, and one is referring to her as Shnia. Amar Rav Nachman, Man detani Rishayna loy mishtabesh, Man detani Shnia loy mishtabesh. Rav Nachman said the one who teaches the first one did not make a mistake, and the one who teaches the second one did not make a mistake. Man detani Rishayna, the one who taught the first one loy mishtabesh, my Rishayna. Why is this woman called Rishayna? Rishayna l'nefila. She was the first woman to fall on Yibam. And that is, she fell to Yibam, to Shimon, before this other co-wife fell to Levi the second time. Uman detani shnia loy mishtabesh, and the one who called her the second one did not make a mistake. My shnia. What does it mean? Shnia, why is she the second one? Why is she the second one? Because Shnia in Nesuin, she is the second one in terms of Nesuin. In other words, she's called Shnia because she married Shimon second. Because first Shimon married the other woman, we'll call her Shprinsa. And then Shimon did Yibam to the Eishes Achiv Shalei B'ilamai of Levi. So Gemara says, why does it have to be the case? Miloy askinan to Yibam b'achar kach kanas? Aren't we also speaking about a case where... aren't we also talking about where he first did Yibam and then he brought her in? In other words, then he married the Tzara? Elamai Shnia, Shnia bin Nesuin. The reason why we call Eishes Achiv Shalei B'ilamai Shnia is because she married twice. First she was married to Reuven, and then she was married to Shimon. Okay, so now this is where we're up to. We're going to discuss in general, how do we know the concept that the Eishes Achiv has to be in the world at the same time as the brother? Eishes Achiv Shalei Haya B'ilamai Heicha Ksiva. The concept of Eishes Achiv Shalei B'ilamai, where is it written? V'shteit. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Amar Kra. It says in Ki Seitze, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdav. When brothers will sit together. The Lashon of Yeshvu implies they sat simultaneously. Shehoysa lohem yeshiva achas ba'olam. They had one sitting in the world, Prat la'eishas achiv shalai haya ba'ilamai, to the exclusion of eishas achiv shalai haya ba'ilamai. In other words, eishas achiv shalai ba'ilamai was, they were not together in the world at the same time. By the way, In which Navi do we find the concept of Eshes Achashay Bailamai? In Megillas Rus. Right? Nami tells Rus, what are you waiting around for? Even if I were to have a son, and that son were to grow up, that son would not be able to do Yibum to you, because he was not alive at the time of Machloin Vekilyoin, and he would be Eshes Achiv Shaloi Haya Va'ilamai. Okay. Anyway, now we darshan Yachdav, Miyuchadim Benachala. Yachdav teaches me they have to be designated in Nachala, which means they have to be able to inherit each other, Prat La'achiv Minoim, to the exclusion of brothers from the same mother, that they do not inherit each other. So that's how we know that Yibam is Eshes, is Achim Minoav and not Achim Minoim, because it says Yachdav. Yachdav implies they could inherit each other. Rabba says Achim Minoav Yalef Achva Achva Mibnei Yaakov. Brothers from the father, we make gzer shava of achva achva from the sons of Yaakov. Ma lehalon min ha'av v'loy min ha'im. Just like the brothers of the sons of Yaakov were brothers from the same father. They were all the sons of Yaakov, but they had different mothers, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah. Afkan min ha'av v'loy min ha'im. So to Bayibum, it's brothers from the father and not the mother. It says achim Bayibum. Where does it say? It says Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav, and it says by the Bnei Yaakov. It says Vayirmu Shnei Moser Avodecha Achim Anachnu. So from there we learn out it's Achim and Avloi Minaim. The Leila of Achva Achva Me'arayos. Why do we make Gzeir Shava Achim Achim from the Bnei Yaakov? We should learn out Achim Achim from Arayos, and the word Achim by Arayos is even Eshes Achiv is Achim Min Ha'im. Rashi says, Me Arayos, Ervas Eshes Achicha. It says the Erva of the wife of your brother, and in Daf Nun Hei, that means, we darshan it to mean, even your brother from the mother and not from the father. Says the Gemara, V'leilaf Achva Achva Me Arayos, Donin Achim Me Achim Ve'ein Donim Achim Me Achicha. We're going to make a Gzera Shava Achim from Achim and not Achim from Achicha, because by Arayos it says the word Achicha. So Achicha is not like Achim. So we're going to make a Gzera Shava of exactly similar words and not different words. Says the Gemara, "May nafka mina? Why does it make a difference if it's a little bit of a different word? Hatana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, but it was taught in the academy of the Bei of Rabbi Shmuel. V'shav ha'koyin uba ha'koyin. That one pasuk says the koyin returns, one pasuk says the koyin comes, and we compare one to the other. Just like in one case, he has to scrape the stones and the plaster. So, even though it's different verbiage, it's different wording." Since it's both talking about the coming of the Kayin, we make a Gzeira Shava that regarding removal of the stones. By the way, in Tashlich, we say the following Lashon, that we're so confused, Ribbono Shel'Olam, we're so bewildered, Lo Yadinan Ezohu Shiva Ezohu Bia. We don't know whether we're coming or going, but I believe it comes from this Gzeira Shava of Vishav HaKayin Uba HaKayin. So why don't we make a Gzera Shava, Achim from Achicha, to teach Achim min Ha'im as well? Says the Gemara, Einachanami, you're able to make a Gzera Shava, even if the words are not exactly the same, but when you have a choice, should you make it from words that are exactly the same or from words that are not exactly the same, certainly the preference is to make the Gzera Shava from words that are exactly the same. Hani mili hechadaleka midi didamile. I would think that's only if there's nothing to compare it to. Aval hecha de'ika midi de'damile. But where there is something to compare it to, mid de'damile yafinan, we're going to learn it out from what it's similar to. Says the Gemara, v'leilef achva achva miloit. Why don't we learn out achva achva from loit? And there it does say the word achim. By loit it says, ki anoshim achim anachnu. So what should we learn out from there? Rashi says, "V'tisyabim eshas achi aviv." Why don't you do yibum to the wife of the brother, your father? You should do yibum to your uncle's wife. Now Rashi could have said you should do yibum to your nephew's wife, the other way around. Why did Rashi say this way? It's a question. Sharei ben achiv haya. He's the son of your brother. So brothers, we see, are nephews also. Says the Gemara, Mistabra b'bnei Yaakov havelei lemelef. It's more mistabra to learn that from the B'nai Yaakov, Mishnam demufni. Because there the pasuk is extra. There the word achim is extra. Midahavelei lemichtav, it could have said, Shneim osar avadecha b'nei avinu. 12 servants of the sons of your father. And the word achim is unnecessary. Uksiv achim. And it says, your brother. Shmami no lafnuye. So, since it's extra, we'll prefer to learn out from the extra achim by the Bnei Yaakov than the unextra one by the Bnei, by light. So the bottom line is, how do I know that Yibam is only from brothers from the father? Either I make a gzer shava achim from the Bnei Yaakov, or I learn it out from the word yachdav. And now we're going to explain why do we need both. Says the Holy Gemara, itzuch lemichtav achim, itzuch lemichtav yachdav. The Torah needed to say the word achim to learn out that Yibam is only brothers from the father, and the Torah needed to say yachdav to say Yibam is only from brothers from the father. Why? Because rachmona achim. Because if the Torah would have wrote achim hava mina, I would have thought leilef achva achva miloit, learn out achva achva from loit. If it would just say achim, I would learn out from loit. We said by Yaakov Avinu it's extra. And by loy, it's not extra. V'chitema loy mufni. If you can say it's not extra. Lie. It's not the... In what direction are you going? Afnuye mufni, it is extra. Midahavel elamichtav reyim. It could have said by loy, ki anoshim reyim anachnu. Why did it have to say achim? Why did it have to say achim? Says the Gemara, "Uksiv achim shamino lafnuye." So if it would have said achim, I would have learned out from loit that even nephews. So kas rachmana yachdav hamiuchadim benachala. Yachdav teaches me they have to be miuchadim benachala. Now earlier on, miuchadim benachala means they have to inherit each other, and a nephew would inherit his uncle, and vice versa. However, miuchad menachla means they divide one nachala. It could also mean they divide one nachala. And an uncle and a nephew would never divide one nachala. Why not? If the nephew's father died and the grandfather dies, so they're both, the uncle and the nephew would equally divide the grandfather. But that's not called dividing the grandfather's estate, because the nephew is basically just taking the share of his father. So since a nephew and an uncle do not divide the same inheritance, so therefore, we need the pasuk of Yachdav to tell me that it's only brothers from the father who would share in the same inheritance. So then just say Yachdav, Yikosach Mani Yachdav, Hava Amina, I would have thought, the Miyachdi Ba'aba Uve Ima, that you can only do Yibum if you're brothers from both the father and the mother. They have to be Mamish be Miyachid from both. So says the Gemara, why would I think that? Vahamehechi Tesi. Why would I think you have to be brothers from the father and the mother? Yibum is dependent on Nachala, and being a brother from the mother does not add any power to your ability to inherit. Nachla is from the father, not from the mother. Itzrich. I still need to say Achim. That's what? Sa'kedai techamina ho v'chidesh hu. since Yibam is a chiddush, the kamishteri erva gabe, that normally you're not to marry your brother's wife, and Yibam allows you to marry your brother's wife, so since it's a chiddush, I would think, ein lo yala chidusha, we know you don't do Yibam if your brother's from the mother, so it must be you have to be a really close relative to do Yibam, so I might think, not only do you have to be brothers from the father, but you have to be brothers from the mother also. Ema, I would say, adem yachti ba'abu uva'ima, and therefore it's sricha, I need both. I need, if it would just say achim, I would say learn out from light, nephew and uncle. And if it would just say yachtav, I would say you have to be brothers from the father and mother. So achim teaches me, I only have to be brothers from the father. And yachtav teaches me, that it's not a nephew and an uncle. Now we start a new sugya, which is, I think, the main subject of Perek Beis of Yevamos. And that is a very interesting subject. Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? Is there Zika or is there no Zika? We know that when a Yevama falls to a Yavam, there is a bond that is created. Even before the Yavam marries her or consummates the Yibam, she is tied to him. And that may have ramifications. In other words, he may not be able to marry her relatives, even if, let's say, she dies and he never did Yibam. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Shemeres Yavam, a woman waiting for her Yavam. Shemei said that she dies. Mutter Be'ima, you could marry her mother. Why? Well, I'm not related to this woman. I never did any Yibam to the Yavama. Alma kasavra in Zika, we see Rav Huna and Rav hold, there is no bond, there's no tie, there's no Zika. Rashi says Zika, Zikas yivimta shamesa, loy alima is not strong, lemahave ka arusa, to make her like an arusa, lehe aser imayalav, to aser the mother on him, mishum chamaisai. So Gemara says, why did he have to say, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Mutter Be'ima? Why didn't he just say, V'lei Mahalacha Kedivei Ha'emer Ein Zika? Why didn't he just say, the Halacha is in accordance with the opinion of Ein Zika? Now, what opinion is that? Rashi quotes the Mishnah Mem Aleph. A woman waiting for a Yavam, that the brother of a Yavam married the sister of the Yavama. In other words, there are basically two men that could have done Yibam, and one of them decided to marry the Yavama's sister. So now that he married the sister, can he consummate? He did Erisin, he did Kedushin, but can he do Nisuin? After all, he's going to be marrying the sister, Achois Zekukasai. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser is of the opinion, we say, the guy who did Kedushin to the sister, don't consummate it, because right now she's achleis kukasai, because you married her after her sister was zakuk to you. You need to wait until the yavama does yivam to the yavam, and once that happens, the zika is off. And Shmuel said the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. That what does that mean? The halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. That the brother has to wait until yivam is done to the Yavama. So if Shmuel said the halachas like Rabbi Huda, that means somebody must argue on Rabbi Huda and hold Ein Zika. So why didn't Rav Huna and Rav say that halacha is like the one who says Ein Zika? Says Gemara, you have a Omar Achi. If they would have said the halacha is like the one that Ein Zika, have a mina hanimili betray. You know when we say Ein Zika when they're two brothers. So when they're two brothers, she's not tied to any one of them because it's not determined who ultimately will have established a relationship with her. So maybe if he would have said halacha k'mandam ein zika, maybe we only say ein zika when they're two brothers. But when she falls to one brother, maybe she is tied to him. And in other words, if a woman falls to a guy and she dies, maybe you can't marry the mother. Says the Gemara.
When they're two brothers, doesn't the older one usually have more of a responsibility? You would say maybe he has more of a bond?
True, we definitely give him first dibs, good point, but it sounds like the tie, since either one could technically do it, she is bound to both of them. But if he would have said ein zika, I would have thought that's only by two, but by one yesh zika. So then he should have said v'leima halacha k'divrei omer ein zika afilu b'chad. Then why didn't Rav Huna just say the halacha is like the man d'amar ein zika even by one? Who is that? Rashi says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says in Chavtes on the base shemeres yavam, a yavama cannot annul, the yavam cannot annul her nedarim. Because ein zika, she's not really married to him. So that means Rabbi Akiva holds even by one brother ein zika. So why didn't Rav Huna Amar Rav say halacha k'divrei omer ein zika afilu b'chad? Says Gemara, Yomar Hachi, if he would have said this, Hava Amina, I would have thought afilu mechayim, that ein zika b'chad, even if the woman is alive. And I would have thought that you could marry the mother even when the Yavama is alive. And the truth is, you can, but you're not supposed to. Why? Kamash malon la'achar misa in. After the Yavama dies, you can marry the mother. Mechayim loy. But not when the Yavama is alive. You know why? Not because it's aim zekukasai, mishum da'asa levata mitzvahs yavamin. Because if you marry the mother, you won't be able to do Yibam. You'll be Biyadayim, being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibam. Because now the Yavama will be Basishtai. So therefore, we tell you not to do it, but not because of Ein Zika. Meaning, if it would have said Ein Zika afilo b'chad, I would have thought even Mechayim Ein Zika. But the truth is, Mechayim, there's another problem. Tnan. We learned in a Mishnah. Yevimtai Shamesa, if Yevama dies, Mutar Bachai, so you can marry her sister. Now the truth is, if a wife dies, you can marry her sister. We're going to be Medayik. Yeah, Bachai, so you can marry. Bachai, and Be'im Aloy, but not her mother. If you're able to marry the mother, the Mishnah would have said a bigger Chiddush. You could even marry the mother. Why say you can marry the sister? You could always marry your wife's sister. This is Masha, you can't marry the mother. Says Gemara, so why? Because Yesh Zika. Says Gemara, who had in the field of Be'ima? The truth is, you can marry the mother. Ba'aydi the Tani Resha, but since it taught in the Resha, Ishtai, Shemesa, Mutar Ba'achoysai, a woman that dies, you're allowed to marry her sister, Ba'achoysa in, her sister you can marry. Ava Be'ima, but you can't marry her mother. In other words, if your wife dies, you can marry your sister, you can't marry your mother. Tananami Seifa, the Seifa taught Mutzar Ba'achoysa, that a Yavama that dies, you could marry her sister. But the truth is, for her, you can even marry her mother, because Ein Zika. So that's the opinion of Rav Huna Amar Rav, Ein Zika. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, a Shemeres Yavam that died, Aser Be'ima, your Aser and her mother. A Shemeres Yavam that died, it's Aser and her mother. Why? Amma Kasabra Yesh Zika. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Zika. I, V'lei Malachi, the Rehomer Yesh Zika. Say that the halach is like the man of Yesh Zika. Says Gemara, Yava Amarach, Yava Amina, Hani Mili Bechad. If it would have said that, I would think that the halach is like the man of Yesh Zika only by one. I will betray Ein Zika, but by two Ein Zika. If he would have said Yesh Zika, then I would think that's only by one. But the Gemara says, Fuck, he pligi betray pligi. They argue Yesh Zika or Ein Zika by two. So if he would say Yesh Zika, then clearly it's by two, because that's the case in point. Okay, and we'll continue with this, Be'ezus Hashem, next Monday. Okay, we'll try. Sunday is, you know, the Slichas, but let's see what we could do Sunday morning. And in the meantime, wishing everyone a great night. Don't forget the Wednesday Shir, Mamish Gevaldige stuff. Okay, kol tov everyone. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.